Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Doris Emick, in loving memory of Ron.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. I'm just a little bit curious, are any of you out there kind of squirming this morning? Like feeling nervous about this gospel lesson that we have before us? It's the kind of one I suspect, and maybe this is all in my head, you guys can tell me after the fact, that sort of makes a lot of people nervous. It's one of those passages in the scriptures that for us as believing Christians, as children of God, as followers of the word, makes us oftentimes a little bit nervous and maybe a little bit embarrassed about some of the things that the Bible has to say. It's kind of a challenge. But before we talk about that a little bit more closely in our gospel lesson for this morning, I'm curious, for those of you that were paying attention, right, what would you say that gospel lesson is about? If anyone would like to answer, you actually may. Though I also thought I'd just give you some time to think about it. I suspect that almost everyone, almost all of you, and again, feel free to disagree after the service if you'd like, would come up with just one word that would sum up what this lesson is about. And I suspect that you would think that this lesson is about divorce. But actually, this is an experiment to show how much what you think something is about colors what it actually says to you. Because it's extremely important in this gospel lesson that we pay attention to everything that's going on, and I suspect that when we do that, it might change the color of the lesson for you. Okay? So let's just start at the beginning and kind of pay some close attention. First of all, notice who is talking to Jesus. In this gospel lesson, it's the Pharisees. They come up to Jesus with a specific purpose, with a specific reason for speaking to him. They're not wanting to receive his wisdom. They're not expecting that he's going to teach them something they don't know. Actually, what St. Mark says to us is that they came up to him in order to test him. They're putting Jesus to the test. They want to evaluate what he's going to say and hear what it is and know if it accords with what they think. They want to know if Jesus is going to give them the right answer or not. Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? Now again, pay close attention to Jesus' answer. What did Moses command you? He says. How do you understand the rules about divorce? What do your traditions say? Do your laws allow for divorce or not? He puts it back to them, and they say, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to send her away. That is, basically, if you would like, as long as you fill out the right paperwork and file it with the proper authorities, yes, in fact, you may invalidate your marriage and get a divorce. Divorce is not all that different in Jesus' day than it is in ours, believe it or not. And so this is the answer that these Pharisees understand. Yeah, sure, it's fine, more or less, as long as you do it properly. But Jesus says, because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. Now, does Jesus say anything about divorce there? Well, only kind of, right? In fact, what Jesus is talking about is not divorce so much as marriage. He's focusing on the blessing that God has given to his creation from before the fall. This gift of man and woman, this gift of leaving father and mother and holding fast to your wife and two becoming one. This is not Jesus teaching about divorce. This is about Jesus encouraging marriage. A subtle distinction maybe, but actually very different things. Recognize marriage for what it is. As I said, a blessing that God gives, as we hear in our Old Testament lesson for this morning, before the fall into sin. This is the way that God the Father has made things to be. That there is man and there is woman. Different and distinct, but they belong together. Man is one thing, woman another, but together they are something entirely more. That in fact we need men, and in fact we need women. And that when you put them together, we get families. We get society. We get order from chaos. We get beauty and love and self-sacrifice and service. All the more because we have a man and we have a woman together. Now, this is an amazing blessing that God has given. It is a mystery that two could become one flesh. Think about that for just a minute and you tell me what it means. But recognize again what Jesus says in his answer to the Pharisees. Why does Moses give these rules about divorce and allow for people to do it? Because of their hardness of heart. The reality is that God gave the gift of marriage before the fall into sin. And yet, in the very next chapter, the fall into sin occurs. And where Adam and Eve, prior to the fall, had soft, beating hearts full of love for one another that partook in one flesh together, after they ate of that fruit, their hearts were hardened. They were turned to stone. And there, even in the midst of this marriage that God had given before they sinned, love grew cold. The reality is that it's not that different from any other sin that we see in the world. All of us, because of our hard hearts, turn our backs on the blessings that God would give to us. I might refuse to receive the sacrament because, well, I'm sleepy, or I want to see a football game, or I've got anything else that I feel like I need to do. I might ignore my wife because, well, you know, it's not what I want to do this evening. I might dishonor my parents or my employer because I don't think that what they think is the right thing to do. I'm smarter than they are, after all. And so, in our sin, in our hardness of heart, we turn our backs on the great gifts and blessings that our Lord would have for us. In our own selfishness, we refuse blessings not only for ourselves, but for those around us, that would benefit from the love that we share. Now, the reality is, many people sitting in this room are married. Raise your hand if you're married. Now, keep your hand up if you've been married for 20 years. Keep your hand up if you've been married for 30 years. Keep your hand up if you've been married for 40 years. Keep your hand up if you've been married for 50 years. Now, I should have told you all this at the beginning, but look around in this room. Now leave your hands up, leave your hands up. Look at how many people we have sitting in here that have been married for 50 years. You should have seen what it looked like when I said 20 years, or 30 years, or 40 years. Okay, you can put them down now, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you though for allowing me to embarrass you like that. Brothers and sisters, the blessings that God has for us are good things. And we ought not turn our backs on them because of the hardness of our hearts. But recognize this morning that though your heart was hard, though it was turned to stone, it has been washed and sprinkled clean in the blood of the bridegroom, so that you could sit at the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom that has no end. That by receiving our Lord's word and sacraments, that by believing and trusting that Jesus has atoned for your hard heart, that you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit into that heart, that strengthens you, whether you're married or not, to be a faithful, loving, giving, self-sacrificing, and serving child of God. But perhaps especially if you are a husband, you have been given this gift to strengthen you in your duties to your wife, and should you have them, to your children. And that if you are a wife, you have received this blessing, the gift of the Holy Spirit poured out on your heart, to strengthen you in your duties as a wife. And step back for just a moment and think about that fantastic sermon we had a couple weeks ago from Pastor Lauer about Ephesians chapter 5. You remember that? Where St. Paul has the audacity to say, in fact, that your marriage, yes, your marriage is a reflection to the entire world of the love that Christ has for his bride, the church. That husbands, through your self-sacrifice and your endless, ceaseless giving for the good of your spouse and your children, people all around you, whether it be those people that you're married to or the other ones, see the way that in love our Lord poured out his blood on the cross for the salvation of the world. And wives, in your humble submission to your husband, the world sees the reverence and respect and honor and love that the Holy Christian Church has for her Lord. As he says in that passage, this is a great mystery. But we could say, this is an amazing blessing. That you know that your work in your marriage benefits not just the one that you're married to or the ones that you provide for, but that in looking around this room at all those hands raised, at faithful marriages, and years of service, all of us can see the love of God poured into this world, right into this room. Brothers and sisters, leave this place today strengthened, knowing that your sins are forgiven, that the Lord has poured out blessings onto you and to those around you, that your hearts, once hardened, are beating once again with the love of Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.